Don Chase is working with the University of Georgia on the board with the Georgia Peanut Commission, and you are working with research. Tell us how important that is to our peanut farmers.
Well, I'm like everybody else. The research is what's made our yields continue to grow and what's continued to keep us profitable. It's what keeps us in the game, and so we're always excited to look at new research.
Tell us about some of the highlights that's going on right now that you're looking at.
Well, right now we're looking at some new varieties and seeing how they kind of look out here in the field, which is a really good opportunity for me as a grower to say, well, that one looks interesting. I need to look into that a little further.
How about other projects that the Peanut Commission has in research?
Well, we've got a couple of areas that we're thinking about technology. We're looking at some exciting research in the engineering college having to do with hole scrape and maturity. We're also looking at anything that helps us to manage our water better. Water is the most important resource I think we all have. And so anything that we can do in that realm is worthwhile.
And how about the crop? What's it looking like to you?
I think the crop is looking pretty good. We're kind of at that point where you don't know. Now I think more of us are thinking, well, it needs to be dry for about 2 months
right. To
get this crop in. But I think if the weather turns out to be normal in September and October, it could be a good crop.
Thank you. Donald Chase with the Georgia Peanut Commission. I'm Tyron Spearman reporting for Southeast AgNet.